Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Bald and the Beautiful, where we review the show Married at First Sight Season 14, episode, I think it's 14. We're a week behind, okay? So just everybody know we're a week behind.
Say it one more time.
What we should try to do for decision day is be more timely.
Okay.
We can try. Happen. I don't know if it's in 2 weeks, though.
But Liz, where are we at?
14,
we're
maybe.
We're a week behind.
But we are a week behind.
Say it one more time, because some people don't be knowing, even though we say it at the top.
But since we're filming on Monday, I might drop this before the episode drops. If I can get it before then, I should be able to, so that way there's no confusion. Uh-huh. But we are a week behind. I am Melissa.
I'm Angel.
I'm Marcus.
And so we're going to jump right in. Okay, so let's first talk about, I just watched this yesterday. Let me get my thoughts together. Okay, let's talk about Noy and Steve. Let's talk about Noy and Steve.
Steve had me hackling
me too.
The entire me too. Episode. He was so proud of his song.
After watching it, I was like, I think Steve should be with a black girl. I just kind of feel like
it's a bunch of black girls out there that think that too.
I agree. I never noticed he had his ears pierced.
She said that too.
That's exactly what I said. Steve got in an earring.
I don't know if it's because he was going, you know, he was doing his hometown thing. And so he was feeling kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he put them earrings in. I didn't realize how tall he was. He was being serious when he was dancing. I said,
oh, yeah. He was like, I said, oh, my God, today.
I just kind of feel like if Noy doesn't work, there's a black girl out there that would like swoop Steve up and be like, yes, be a former whatever you want, because I'm just enjoying everything about you.
I just really, it opened up a whole nother side to him that I would have never guessed. Like the fact is so funny. I was like, he is not embarrassed by this rap
Absolutely
song.
Not.
He's like, this proud. Was, everybody had
he
it.
He smiling.
Was like, he was selling mixtapes out of the
proud.
Back of my car. She was like, it's he been said, so long.
She was sitting there listening. He was like, yeah. That's me. That's your boy.
She was singing the lyrics.
Yeah. Shake them hips like that. He was like, your booty make a booty that make you go blind. That's some. That was one of
and
the
we
lyrics.
All know he ain't talking about Noy.
Nah.
even now.
Nah. I thoroughly, and I do mean thoroughly, enjoyed Steve this episode. I just was just giggling, happy, giggling. I was so happy.
Yeah, no, he outdanced Noy, and I was just like, Noy, I thought this was your
that
thing.
That was so surprising to me too. But then his what's it called? Superlative. I always get these wrong. Superlative.
Superlative.
There you go. There's no D in it. Mm-hmm. What he was the best?
Best dancer.
It was just.
I used to call them superlatives. Yeah, well, no, she said that I love dance. Music is so important to me. Dance, they had a dance studio, and Marcus also fell asleep. They had a dance.
I finished watching right here before y'all got here.
There was a dance studio. Well, they had mirrors all on their basement walls for her to be able to dance.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember. Was that during the flashback of this episode?
It was during when they were in the dance class.
I'm saying this episode.
Yeah.
No, in this class, I don't remember her saying that.
That's what I'm saying. That's when she said it.
Oh, yeah. I stopped listening to Noy. Sorry. Even when she went to do her letter, I was like, oh, this is the time for a good. No, actually, me and Angel was in the middle of a conversation that had absolutely nothing to do with this podcast or even the show.
Hilarious.
And I remember Noy, I saw her going over her letter, and I was like, yeah, this is a good time to talk. Like, I did not care.
This is a good time to talk.
I did not care.
I will say that this was the first time I feel like I understood beyond Noy's money story, like, you know, what happened in her family, her saying that, like, you know, being able to admit that she was holding on to this because she just feels like it was the last part of, like, who she is and her independence and all of the things. For whatever reason, it was like it locked for me. Like, I understood it in a way that I previously hadn't understood her. Like, she was just pissing me off because I feel like Steve is such a good guy.
Right.
And everything she was saying just wasn't making sense to me. I don't know how this is going to look for them future, although somebody tweeted me. It was like, I'm on an airplane and Noy and Steve are by me. So sorry if that's a spoiler. It is. But I just feel like it was the first time I got it. And I felt like in the episode it was the first time Steve got it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. The part that I actually understood better about Noy, not that she still doesn't bother me, is why she won't give up this whole putting her business out passive aggressively on social media.
Yeah.
When she was talking about how she wasn't, they weren't allowed to express themselves at all.
Yeah.
Growing up, which will cause you to be passive aggressive. Yeah. When you can't just assertively communicate.
Yeah.
And feeling as though like you are not going to now take away ways that I can communicate.
Yeah, now that I'm grown. Yeah,
that's the exact part.
Right. So even though she still needs to work through her own, you know, trauma and reaction to that situation in her growing up, I now understand why she's being childish.
Yes.
And I still don't like it, but I understand.
Yes. I think that was the moment for me. Literally when I was watching, I was like, you're still fighting the wrong battle. This isn't the battle for the point you're trying to make.
Yeah.
But I understand why you are suited up. I understand why you have the armor on. Yeah, I get it now in a way that it wasn't registering all the time for me. And full transparency, I can do that. Sometimes I be choosing the wrong heel. But sometimes in my quest to be like, you will hear me, I be choosing the wrong microphone to yell in.
Right.
So I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, you know, with all these people, the ones that we have disliked the most to the ones that we have championed the most.
Yeah.
I try to, even though it is sometimes fun just to just be unabashed or and just talk bad about whoever I want to, I try to understand that most of these people aren't just showing up to be jerks.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's them not realizing that their behavior is inappropriate, and more than likely their behavior is based off of how they were raised, the life they've experienced. So a lot of times they feel very justified and don't see like, no, you're being a dick. You're being whatever it is in the situation. It's just sometimes hard in a hour setting that we're watching these. Or no, excuse me. I said an hour. It takes us a lot longer to watch these shows.
Two and a half hours.
Yeah. Yes. To watch these shows, to feel like giving that much grace. And also, I don't really think our viewers be looking for us to give grace. They just want.
Oh, no. They're here for the really, really good high points and all the toxic low points. with that said, I would love for, you know, the group of people that are actually reviewing these shows, just start doing a bunch of stuff together, you know, just get together and just let's do brunch. Let's do lunch. Oh, let's do go like, out for drinks.
I was like,
you know, like right after this, if we have time. No, just right after this, if we have time.
I actually thought about it, but y'all are shooting.
No, we got time. We can do that after the shoot or whatever. But I'm talking about even next week and the week after, especially if it's going to be a smaller group. There, Kevin.
Oh.
He's in here commenting. He's in here commenting talking about this works. This works with just them. I'm like, if it works with just us, it's going to work all the way with just us.
I didn't know.
You hear me?
This was going. Yeah. Girl, I was right on the same boat with you. Yeah. Like, I don't
response coming in hot.
I was like,
he was like, this works with just them. Yeah, you know what else works with just us? Yeah, all the festivities of such. God.
It's the way I was left. No, we're not going left. Right? No, we're not going right. No,
see, Patreon knew exactly what I was talking about.
Anybody watching it afterwards would have been like, what is he talking about?
Yeah, y'all. Okay. If y'all ain't on Patreon, that's hilarious. Get on it. I'm sorry, I just had to clap back in
here. Wait, we just stay right here for just a minute. Look. I was really like, oh, we can go to lunch or something after. I can call Danny. Wait, that's not what you want to do?
I'm so
confused.
What are we supposed to be doing?
Well, we still got after that. We could do something.
Yeah.
The moment's over.
She's like, you didn't really mean it. But yeah, Steve, did you have anything to say about Steve and Noy, though?
Steve's great. I like him. He's got some things he could work on, but Noy
name
is
one. He is perfection.
Steve is not actually. He's just perfect.
No, he.
He is not as go with the flow as he says he is.
No, he's definitely not.
He's going with his own flow, but if you add your stream to his flow, he's like, hey.
Anytime you try to put railings on his flow.
Yeah.
Now, his flow is wider.
Yes.
It's much wider than most, so he's willing to give. But when I say he's got some things to work on, it's like. It's like a blade of grass to a 15-acre field compared to Noy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, she's trash. I don't – he could do much better.
Never much better.
He can.
I don't know. I mean, he could do better, but
– Noy. Steve, she would have –
she's not ready for this process. She's not ready to be married. I don't even think she's ready for a serious relationship.
Sometimes I wonder – what are the conversations that you have with yourself prior to going on a show like this to tell yourself that you're ready for marriage and then show up and be like, I mean, we don't really have to live together. That kind of, it just,
When I say trash, I mean, in a relationship like this, yes, she's trash for that. But like when Dr. Pepper said, you know, she's in a separate, she lives separate. I'm like, that has to be an agreed, mutual agreement of both of us. Like, no, it's best that we do this. Not one, for something like that, I don't even feel like that would be a sacrifice for one to the other. It's like, well, this is what she wants to do, so I'll adjust. No, both of y'all, this should be something both of y'all strongly feel about. Like, no, we could do this. This is cool.
I also think when you're coming at a relationship in an extremely non-traditional way,
Meaning the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Meaning you don't know this person from day one. To then go into separate spaces, I don't see how that is going to help the trajectory of their marriage. And I do think Dr. Pepper made two good points. This was her second marriage, and there were no children involved. Right. So, one, Dr. Pepper has
And the first one lasts a lot longer. Then she's born. She's been in currently.
How long was she? The first one,
23.
Oh, okay, well, yeah. So one, Dr. Pepper has a better bird's eye view of what it takes to have a functioning, good relationship, a marriage. What she brings to the table as a wife. Two, she's not trying to start a new family with this person. So not to say there are people who aren't with the other creator of their baby. Mm-hmm. So, and they make it work. But they're more than likely not trying to make a relationship that is romantic work as well. Right. They're trying to just co-parent. So there were points that Dr. Pepper made that possibly went over Noy's head that I'm like, Dr. Pepper, you should have just been a hypocrite.
Yeah. Just somebody like her is going to take what is like her and just run with it. Like, I understand this part. And just skip on down the road.
Yeah. And Dr. Pepper didn't say how long her and her current partner were together before.
Right.
Right.
They got married. So there's a lot of foundational things that you need to have in order for a long distance relationship to work this early on that they just don't have, given that they've met each other 5-6 weeks ago. Like, it doesn't. Right. It doesn't all the way make all the sense to me, Melissa.
Yeah, I was just like, Dr. Pepper, are you sure you want to say that? Don't say that.
I know. She said
let it alone.
I'm surprised she said it. They probably could have, Dr. Kyle could have handled this one.
I know. But apparently, Noy don't listen to Dr. Kyle. So you remember when he was like, you can't post social media. She was like, I am a separate person. She showed
it. She said it again. I know, you know, you and Dr. Calby are the experts, whatever she said. But like me, myself personally, it's just me, myself, and I.
Yeah. Me, myself personally, this is how I feel about the thing. I don't know. I don't know what level of maturity she's going to have to reach. I do agree with you. I don't know what conversation she had with herself and what she presented herself to. How she presented herself to the experts for her to come off as a good candidate, as someone who really sees, I do understand parts of marriage, there is a independence that you lose because you are hopefully taking the other person in consideration when making decisions. But when it comes to what your independence is that you need to hold on to, there are certain things that are typically assumed.
Correct.
Are going to no longer be a thing that you're trying to hold on to, such as a small studio apartment that another person could not comfortably live in with you.
Right.
It'd be different if it was a space that the possibility of him living in there would be okay, even though I think Steve could make it work if he lived in a Winnebago. But
also wanting the comfortability of that type of escape. Mm-hmm. Like knowing you can leave a situation is like, that's not a true partnership or marriage, you know, just having that as your safety net of, I could always just leave. It's like, no, you stay there and work it out. If you need to leave the area or whatever, but having to go somewhere and sleep somewhere different in a completely different area, completely away from the person. Now, if you are close, like you and Kevin, me and Angel, not sleeping in the bedroom may seem extremely distant.
Yeah.
But for you to be like, I need to leave you and this whole environment, or I want that option to be able to do that. It's like, you're not looking at it as on a level of, I want this to work or I want this to be successful.
Yeah. Like, is she willing to leave over a noodle comment and go to her own place? She wouldn't like that. Was she'd be like, "Oh, okay, you didn't rub sushi the right way. We out." Like, I can't see how that. There's no way I can envision that working. Even if I had on Warby Parker glasses, I couldn't see it happening. And we thank Warby Parker for sponsoring today's podcast, honey, because Warby Parker has created a boutique quality eyewear at revolutionary price points, offering eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, eye exam. Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores. So Warby Parker, as I said, has really revolutionary prices, glasses starting at $95, including prescription lenses. You can also do the Try Warby Parker free home try-on program. I actually have 5 at home now that I'm trying on, all sunglasses, because you know your girl got LASIK. But, oh, Melissa had just did like a sunglass haul. I feel like you need to have multiple sunglasses.
I agree.
Yeah, it's because it depends on what type of swag you give it on that day. Mm-hmm. So I was like, Warby, why are you looking at me like that, sir? See, he done got on his Warby, so he ain't looking at me
right.
Just
recently got on me for that.
Anyways, but you could try on 5 pairs of glasses at home for free for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy. Ships free includes a prepaid return shipping label. So try 5 pair of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
And but I'm going to mention where to go one more time, but I do want to tell you all, it is super duper simple to do the home try on. You go online, you can tell them like the shape of your face and then what style of glasses. I love a good cat eye. I also love a good oversized lens. And I'm really into the tortoise.
Yeah.
I really, really like that. And also animal print, because that has a hold on my life. I'm pretty sure it's going to be with me until I'm 50.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to pick out the glasses. They suggested some, and then I looked at more that they had, and I chose a couple more. And they're at my house for me to be able to try on and figure out which ones I like, what I want to keep, and what I want to send back. So it is super duper simple. You don't have to go anywhere, because I know sometimes going places be a hassle. So one more time. Try 5 pair of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Because you said it once already. Got you. Okay, anything else on Noy and Steve?
No.
Do we think, well, it seems like they've made it. I don't know. They're also the type to me that'll say no on decision day but still be trying to make it. But I don't know. Y'all think they're going to make it despite... I probably gave it away with the airplane comment.
I think she'll say yes, but then possibly ruin it for the both of them later on down the line. I think Steve is all in regardless.
I do too. That's so weird to me.
Yeah, I think Steve is all in. Why do you think it's so weird?
Because I feel like he should maybe be with the black woman.
You're like, because he needs a black girl. Because
maybe Noy is not it all the way, and there's like a black woman that would be like dancing with him.
Oh, yeah, he could absolutely end up with a really cute black girl, but he's all in. He pushed all his chips in for Noy on day one.
Yeah, my stance the same as last week. They will say yes, they won't make it.
Long term.
Long term, no.
We need to go to that Married at First Sight fan page or whatever and ask her when did the season end. When was decision day?
Mm-hmm.
So we can figure out what the time gap is.
That timeline is.
Yeah, but usually within a year, they usually explode.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's a shame. Mm-hmm. But then black couples, they didn't held on.
They have. Karen and Miles.
Uh-huh.
And Woody.
Woody. She pregnant.
They got that little baby.
It's so cute. Did she did.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations to them.
Tour of baby showers and stuff.
That's dope.
Our other girl went to the baby shower.
Vince and Brianna.
I forgot all about them.
Yeah, they
still together. They did a cute.
Ain't they just precious?
Yeah, it is.
They did a cute little photo shoot together, and I was like, look at this.
It's so cute.
For real, low-key, listen, I believe everybody deserves love, regardless of what race. But I do feel like Married at First Sight should just do one season of black couples so they can have a higher ratio.
Yeah, that'll change their whole ratio thing.
It would.
It's like, you know what we got.
And Deanna and Greg are still together. They got a little boy.
Oh, I don't know them people.
Congratulations to them. I don't know them.
I love it. We're excited for these blacks. That's my granddaddy would say.
The blacks.
Okay, done with them. Let's go to the train wreck couple of... The cat died.
Mark and Lindsay.
First of all, rest in peace to his cat.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was actually really, really sad.
That cat looked disgusting.
That cat.
Oh my God.
It was, it's one of those, when I saw that cat, I was like, that's when you're like, you know what, fella, you had a really good run.
I said, I was like,
I don't care what this vet tell me. No, no, let's go on, give him a whole enough NyQuil to put him down.
From this side, the cat was normal.
Two
when
face.
He turned the cat this way, it looked like that thing got into a fight with Michael, with two, Mike Tyson.
Yes. That was Two-Face and Harvey Dent.
Yes.
My cat looked like that when it started to have seizures. It was like losing like hair on one side. It was bad.
Oh yeah, so y'all had indoor cats.
Oh yeah,
we had country. We had mountain lions. Them cats used to chase dogs off the property.
Cats. I was like, no, y'all have like strays coming to eat food. No, those are our cats.
No, those cats were there for a purpose. They were to keep rodents down.
And they were waiting for that.
So we would feed them like once a week.
See.
This is
out in the country. You don't have cats in the house. They out in the country. They killing stuff.
Did y'all go and get those cats from somewhere, or did they show up?
Morris, he was just always there from a child. Morris stayed around. The rest of them, they had litters.
So that's what.
Yeah, they had litters. Don't nobody go buy cats in the country.
I didn't say buy, but you could have gotten them from someone.
Morris could have got Bingo. I don't know.
These cats,
but Morris was enormous. Well, Morris probably weighed about 30 pounds.
Your cats were squatting on your property.
Yes, and they were like, these are ours.
Morris looked like he walked on knuckles. Like, he was beefy before he got old. But we ain't never seen no cat get that old and decrepit. Morris, he got really old. He used to just lay on the porch. And after a while, he was just gone one day.
75-year-old man's name. And you named your cat Morris.
Morris, yeah.
Morris, that is the name of
it. We named it off the Meow Mix cat commercial back in the day. Meow.
His name was Morris?
Yeah.
Well, how y'all know that?
My sister told me that. She probably lied. I don't know.
That is probably the case.
And his wife's name was Calico.
What?
Those were the two cats. It was Morris and Calico. And then they had the litters, and then it just exploded. We didn't have to worry about no mice.
Foster parents.
Like out my granny's. Yeah, it was cats all over the place in my granny's house.
Just if you were a regular person, you'd be scared. Them cats was not the cats.
And then my cousins had cat. Oh, they would get into fights. Tom was my cousin's cat, and he had a thick neck too.
Hear this.
Look, these cats had duties, okay? they clocked in and clocked out.
They had a gang.
They had sets. But yeah, so yeah, and the cat had sores on his back. Did y'all see that? It showed a little glimpse. I was like, oh, we've now talking about Mox cat. AJ. But yeah, I don't know the age of CJ. CT.
JC.
JC.
Because that's what I thought. I was like, Jesus Christ.
I don't know how the age, I don't know the age of, I don't know how old cats be getting or how long they usually live. But yeah, he was, I understand letting a pet go. I had to put my dog down last year. And I was like, yeah, you had a good run. I was toe up for about 3-4 hours.
Yeah,
after that, I was good.
Really? I feel like it should be a little longer than hours. It wasn't like a full day.
I mean, once a dog that size reaches 12, 13 years old, it's like you start preparing a year prior.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you good? And to the point, it's like you just check on and breathe and you good?
I didn't get to do it with my Yorkie.
Nah, Callie just went woke up ready to die.
Like, wait, why can't she lift up her head?
The rest of her body could stand up, but her head wouldn't leave the ground.
Standing up, but her head was down. I washed her, and I took her in.
And Supreme, he was barking and whining and stuff. He knew something was wrong with her, too.
That was the thing that hurt.
Yeah, him.
After we put her down, him looking
him
for
grieving.
Her.
Him grieving. He would whine. He did that for like a week, and I was just like, I feel so bad for you. That was the most depressing part.
And then my son, Sai, was like, Mommy, she's okay. The doctor's going to fix that. I was like, no, she's dead. He was like, Mom.
The other cat, the other twin, was like, she's dead.
So sad. It was very sad. But then, yes, you get over it really quickly. Yeah. That's what when people say, my dog is like my child. And I'm like,
nah, because you can go down to the pound or another breeder and get you a new child real quick.
Try that with a real baby. Yeah. Yeah, I got over that so fast. If it was one of my kids, bury me today.
Yeah.
Yeah, put me on in there. Stuff me up in that name.
It. But yeah, his cat is dead. In
you know it's bad.
He just kept putting that cat in the towel as if it
Why
was helping
did
that
she
cat.
Keep doing
that's,
that?
And that's her. When I pointed that out, saw that, I was like, everything was fine.
And she was wrapping him so rough.
Thing is, that's her personality, and that's kind of sums up their relationship. Is he's dealing with something that's an issue, and he's comforting it and he's dealing with it. And she feels the need to come along and fix something that don't need to be fixed. And then the cat didn't even want to be in that position. You see the cat get irritated?
Girl, be gentle. Yeah. That cat is dead. But alive.
That literally sums up them. It's like, I got this. She was like, no, let me fix it to make it better. No, you actually made it worse.
She was annoying the crap out of me. They have such an interesting relationship because they are so sweet to one another when they are not evil.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
And just taking jabs at each other. Like when it must have been Dr. Pepper was there and he was like, I know what you want to hear. You're strong and you can do it and you could be anything. And I'm going to speak all these great things into your life. And she was like near tears. And I was like, this is so weird. Like, why are you guys so evil if you know the nice things to say to her to make her feel all gushy and mushy inside? Because
she
won't let
him, because she says it first.
Well, no.
I'm great. I'm strong. I can handle it. You should be telling me this. Tell me I look nice. Hey, I look nice.
It's not just that, though. It's that if he ever says anything of the contrary, and he does not accept her help in a very gracious way, all that's thrown out the window.
All of it.
It's as if he's never said any of those things.
Yeah.
So if he's not like, my life is a mess, Lindsay, thank you for trying to clean it up.
And please come be my savior.
Right. She is,
because you have been my savior since I met you.
Right. It's almost as if him recognizing that she's an amazing person is not enough. He has to also recognize that he is in a very just terrible life. And if he doesn't do both, she's never going to be happy with it. And it's unfortunate because she, in some ways, really does mean well. She's not doing any of this in a way to not actually help him. But she's also not willing to listen. Which is a big problem.
Like everybody says that knows her, she's a lot.
But it's so interesting to me that she doesn't realize she's a lot, or like finds it, what's the word I'm looking for? She finds it like offensive when people say that, when it's like kind of obvious. And then when she was reading her letter, and she said, and people will call you a lot. And I was like, yeah. This is to your former self. Like, did people say that then? Or are you talking to him today?
Grew up saying that.
No, I know people like her that are themselves in spite.
Like, tell me what you mean.
Meaning, I am going to be the fullness of myself in spite of people because so many people have told me I am too much.
Oh, you think I'm too much? Well, watch this.
Got you.
Right. So there is a thing, and I do empathize with her a little bit, because I do feel like a lot of times her intentions don't start off bad. Then when she gets offended, she goes further into it. And then it's just like, well, then nobody really wants to F with you now, because like, you could have stopped. You could have hard stopped and been like, let me course correct. But I think sometimes for people who have big personalities like that, any correction, modification feels like you're trying to stifle them versus just asking them to be a little more malleable to the people that are around them. So, I mean, I kind of get it, because I know a lot of people think I'm a lot. I'm not Lindsay, but I know when people start to try to make me more demure or more, what's that? There's another word.
Docile.
That it's not just docile. There's dormant. No.
Calming the hell down.
It's not that.
I don't know.
There's an extra set of femininity. When people try to get me to become
While you were looking for one word, he gave you three phrases.
Yes. He was like dormant, docile, dead, like his cat JC. Like, he was just
rotting corpse. Is that festering?
But there is definitely reserved words too. Yeah. Meek. When people want me, would love it. There are certain people that would love it if I were more of that. And so when I can feel that somebody wants that, I will crank myself up. I will be like, okay, all right. You want me to be meek? Okay, all right. Let me twerk. Yeah. If this is what you want, I'm not looking at you. I'm not looking at you because you're that person. Even though sometimes I think you do. I'm looking at you because I felt like I wasn't having you in the conversation. Why are you looking at me like it?
I'm just looking at you.
But yeah, so I get it.
Yeah. I think we just all, looking at and you. I definitely can, with the eyes open, do the lean in. Mm-hmm. I can lean in.
Demure.
Yeah.
There we go.
I feel like you said that.
I might have.
You went through the whole dictionary.
Go ahead, Liz. I'm so
but
sorry.
But she, she goes there and she said it. If you don't like, or what did she say? If you want to give up and I'll give up more. Like, I get that. Like, you know, I will outdo the destruction.
I'll stop harder.
Like, it will be an atomic bomb. Like, it'll be me and you. All of this will be blown up. So I do get that. I don't know, girl. She is, okay. What's funny is coming to the end of this and giving these people the grace of like, I think I understand and I get you now. And that's a little bit of what's happening. I even think for me is that what Lindsay wants, she fishes for, right? So as Dr. Mm-hmm. Pepper was saying, like, just let him come to you, because what you want is for him to come to you. But instead of allowing him to come, you're pulling him.
You're wrapping mm-hmm. him up like yes. a dying cat.
Yes. Yes. And so what he ends up doing alone. Is feeling like this is overwhelming. Let me back up.
Yeah.
So I get that. But then you create situations for him to back up instead of for him to come close.
Yeah.
And that's be the self-destruction behavior that I also do.
And I also do that as well.
Correct.
I be wondering how, though, I really, like, there are ways in which that I want to give her advice, but then I'm trying to figure out a way for her to also still feel like she's able to be herself in it. Like, I don't know what that is. I don't know if she needs a master class on it, but if she does, we have a code for it, because we've got our next sponsor, which is Masterclass. So Masterclass is one of those things. I remember when it first hit the market a while ago and they had like everybody. I'm talking about Masterclass from Oprah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah? You telling me Oprah going to teach me something? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to be there. Shonda Rhimes.
Yep.
I don't even really want to write, but I want to learn how to create stories.
And it was very good.
You know what I'm saying? And the fact that these classes are available to everyone at such an inexpensive cost, I can't even get over it. So let me tell you some things about Masterclass that you should know, okay? So they are classes that are about 10 minutes long, right? Or there's multiple classes, but what's good to know is that you can get them in these, like, bite-sized versions, because I know a lot of time we don't have the time to be able to kind of learn these crafts in a way that makes us feel comfortable. Like, for instance, Issa Rae has this amazing class on teaching creating outlines outside the lines, like to be able to kind of like think outside of what's already in existence, okay? And what's great is like divvied up into five different sections, okay? So you kind of get to meet her, get to know her, kind of get to know her background. Then you begin to learn how to find your voice and your inspiration, because Issa took Awkward Black Girl. That was her life experience, and she figured out what was the thing about her life that needed to be, you know, told, okay? And then you have developing your story. What is the part of your story? How do you want to tell the story? How do you want to bring out the characters? And then she begins to tell the blueprint of how she wrote the pilot for Insecure, how she wrote the characters and the why. Like, that is invaluable right there. Hard stop. I don't even need nothing else, right? But there's so many great classes. Like I said, they have Shonda Rhimes on there, and she's teaching you all about, TV writing, okay? But it's super simple to access. You don't have to go to Harvard and sit in a classroom. We're not in Boston. We ain't got time to go there, right? You can access this on your laptop, your phone, or your TV. And you can they have a new audio mode so that you can listen to this within your car. And there's always, like, new and exciting things to learn on the site. Like, these are people that you really want to learn from that you possibly would never have a chance to actually meet. They have over 100 courses, classes from a wide range of world-class instructors. And the thing you've always wanted to do is closer than you think. All right? So I highly recommend you check it out. Get unlimited access to every masterclass. And as The Bald and the Beautiful listener, you get 15% off an annual membership. this is a great gift too. If you've never thought about giving it, if you don't, yourself don't want it, this is a great gift to give away. So go to masterclass.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Now that's masterclass.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
For 15% off masterclass.
And you do that right now after you watch this.
Come on. Amen.
Okay. Anything else on, we didn't really get into them. They're not going to make it. That's kind of the whole point.
What's it called? Hills and valleys be so extreme.
They do.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like a freaking Richter scale and it's a 10.10 mm-hmm. earthquake. Like, no, like the bounce back be strong and y'all seem like y'all good. And they bounce back from everything that happens.
Right.
But
right.
It's like awful. Like you should not be bouncing back from that. Just let it go. But they do. They seem to convince themselves that everything's going to be good. And they always end up walking down and locking hands and staring at each other's eyes. And then right after that, they're going to be like trying to slash each other's throats out. And like, just leave each other alone.
I really think they could be amazing best friends if you were to remove the romance from the entire equation. I do think they could be great friends. I do think if Lindsay didn't feel like she was, I think because he is her husband is why she's going into being his mother mm-hmm, mode. Mm-hmm. I think if she saw him more as just a peer, as a friend, she wouldn't do that. She'd probably offer advice, but not like wrangle him up all the
time. You
know,
I'm the best friend you ever had, Mark. You need to listen to me.
She still might say that stuff, but it'd be easier for him to be like, all right, well, I'm going to go home. Good to see you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm going to go home with you because that's what friends do. I'm going to be right there.
No, I don't think she would do that necessarily, but I also think she would possibly see his sweeter side more often as well. I think he would still do nice gestures. If she called him and said, oh no, I have dehydration, he'd be like, oh, you drink. I'm going to take you to the
I must have ate something. You ate liquor.
Right.
Okay. That's what you ate.
But once you add that, I feel like romance and then that, oh, we supposed to do this till death do you part. The stakes is too high. Lindsay's expectations are too high. Mm-hmm. And Mock gets too overwhelmed and he can't escape her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's my two cents.
I think so too. Anything else on them?
Nah.
All right, let's go to the blacks. Let's go to Katina and Elijah Wan. I, at the beginning of the episode, Elijah Wan said something and it was like foreshadowing in a movie where you just know where this is going. And for me, it was giving, it's the end of this experiment. We're coming to the end of this experiment. I don't want to be with Katina. And I'm dropping hints so that way she could say no instead of me.
Yep. I thought the same thing.
I don't think she going to say no. And I don't think he going to say it either.
The way he said she should just focus on herself. She should lock in and focus on herself.
As somebody that truly, if you love somebody or you truly care for somebody, you want the best for them, that's what's best for her. That's her. That's baiting her into saying, please.
I agree.
Because he knows she's going to hear about that. Somebody going to say something.
I was before decision day. Totally pissed off at him because if he isn't, it's coming across as if he's been disingenuous this whole time. Mm. That's like the energy that I'm getting now.
Really?
Yes. And it pissed me off because Katina has been trying. She has been adjusting. Like everything we just said, Lindsay is not in like being malleable and being adjustable and being flexible and like curving to whatever he needs. She has tried to do. Mm-hmm. And now for him to be like, honestly, she should just lock in and go to school. I was just like, honestly, you're giving me, you weren't being real. You was kind of being fake this whole time. The same thing you was accusing her of being. It was projection. It was you this whole time. And now I'm pissed.
You think it's the difference of, because Katina comes off as like just a black woman. And if that's something he's not used to, like, do you think he's used to somebody just melting all over him constantly, catering to his knees, bowing to his feet? And then on top of now being married, of him being with someone who's not where he thinks they should be in order for them to be there. Because fact of the matter is, it's maybe an immaturity thing, but for her to still be going through school and doing this and that, you're always going to be trying to excel at something in life, whether you're married or not. So there's always going to be the next thing that you're trying to do, the next, what's it called, step in life that you're trying to get. School is just one of those steps. It's a very temporary thing. And for him to be ready to let a relationship go because she's still in school, like, that's common for the way he's looking at it, for men, especially single men, it's common for them to be like, well, I wanted this to be here, so I'm not ready to do that yet. I did that. And it's a real stupid way of looking at it.
This is why I disagree with both of
y'all. Okay, say your take.
I was like, oh, this makes so much sense. I dealt with the same thing. I think he is approaching her life the way he approached his life, which is incorrect, but this is what he's doing. I think in his mind, there are certain steps you do before you get married.
Okay.
She has not completed those steps, mm-hmm. which is you do school, you get established in your career, you are with your person, you all travel, and then you have kids. Mm-hmm. She's about to blow up that whole timeline in his mind because he's like, well, you can't travel and have kids if you're in school. You have to finish that first, it by itself. Now, what makes it wrong is that he is not the author of her life. And if she wants to do all these things,
because it's Jesus.
Amen. If she wants to do all these things at once, mm-hmm. she has the capability of doing it. But because his mind is so stuck on it, I think he's afraid that things won't work out because of that. So I think this is more so of a punk move than it is being disingenuous of, I want for her to live her life, and I hope she decides to do that in order for him not to fail after the fact. I think it's more so fear than an actual.
Because he sees it as more work. Like, I've already done all this stuff.
Yeah, I think he doesn't see that it would work another way.
Right.
I don't think he understands. And it was, as Marcus said, that was his mindset too at one point in time of, oh, I'm not a him. He didn't feel like he was established yet. He needed to do A, B, C, and D.
Didn't nobody tell you be putting messed up
you
out
said
there?
It.
But I don't need you going to detail like it. But yeah, that was me.
A, B, C, and D in order to for us to work out. And I was like, we could be at -2. Mm-hmm. It'll be fine. Mm-hmm. We'll fish our way up out of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once we got married, she said, oh, yeah, let's go even further back. I'm going back to school, so I ain't got to pay.
Absolutely. It's the journey we both get to be on. And I don't think Elijah Wan has seen it work any other way. So in his mind, this is, and also having him go back to his where he grew up and him talking about, you know, he was one of his only friends that like made it out. Mm-hmm. I really, really think now like the stakes in his head are higher than what they really are. As far as in, no, if you don't do it in this order, mm-hmm. stuff ain't going to work out.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do it in this order because my friends that did do it in this order, it didn't work out for them.
Yeah.
So you have
it's like,
to
this
it.
Is the quote-unquote right way. This
yes.
From history, this is what you do.
So while I think he is wrong in his thinking,
yep.
I do think he actually has way more feelings than what he is willing to say on camera for Katina, and it's all because he's afraid.
I do agree. Everything he does is based on fear. I mm-hmm. 100% agree with that. I don't want to give him the grace of what you're saying. And this is just me personally, because I hear what you're saying. I almost think I do agree with it. I don't want to give him the grace because he's had 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And she hasn't not been in school for 6 weeks. They've had, mm-hmm. they did the flashback at the dinner table. I mean, at the reception, at the wedding, talking about the 2-year timeline. So it's not a new conversation. So the moment it doesn't align with the plan that you have for your life, that's immediately, I started watching Selling Sunset.
I was watching this. Mark said, why are you watching this? I was like,
it's so good.
The voices,
okay.
All the voices
oh my
is
God.
Like nails on a chalkboard.
It's fantastical. But Chrishell was like, listen, I'm 40. I want to have a kid. So before we do this thing, do you want to have a kid? Yes or no? Let's have this conversation. Let's
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Like, I just feel like if he has, and it's crystal clear in his mind, which is what it sounds like, mm-hmm. this is the steps to success. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You're talking about step D, but we're not over step B.
Right.
That don't align to me. Then I feel like that's conversations that he should have brought up sooner instead of allowing this woman to fall for you. Thinking y'all are going to make plans. She's talking about kids and this, that, and the third. And now you want to throw up school in the 9th hour talking about go do it on your loan or you're on your own. Because if this is true love, you can come back. No.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's true love, you can stick
don't
there
do,
in it.
Don't do my heart like that. I've been vulnerable with you. I've been honest with mm-hmm. you. I'm talking about making plans with you. And quite literally 2 weeks before decision day, you want to pull this BS? I'll chop your neck off. Like, that's not okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's been pulling BS the entire time.
Yeah.
He's definitely been pulling BS, and Katina has been right beside him.
But we know people right like it. We know people that know how to stay in some trash situations.
Absolutely.
I know how to stay.
Yeah, they are professionals. Yeah,
they're professionals at it. It's like trash. But why? Yeah. Matter of fact, let's take this trash and recycle it into different trash and then use it.
I really think they're going to make it.
I do too. That's my problem.
I think they're going to make it. However,
or that's their problem. Yes.
I do too. She's like, it is the problem with the situation. The only thing that I could wish for them right now is that both of them, not just O, because Katina also needs some help too. Like I said, O get with a therapist that he can respect so that some of these archaic ideas that he has that have solidified in his mind can be broken up and swept away. And that Katina can get to a place of, she's shown moments of power, but I feel like we've seen her in so many moments where she's allowing herself to be talked to in a way mm-hmm. that is so disrespectful mm-hmm. and that is so like it's outlandish for anybody to think that they should have the right to pull somebody down to the points that he has pulled her down to, mm-hmm. to where she can set strong boundaries. So that he, one, knows that the consequence of his behavior will be that he's by himself and that she will leave. And he, too, can understand that his behavior does not serve anyone, not even himself. He's just going to end up with some weak woman, mm-hmm. and he's going to still be here looking like he's in the Flintstones.
Yeah, but with his archaic ways.
He's very archaic. Like, I mean,
just clearing up the Flintstones reference.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, because, like, I do know men who still love for their wife to cook for them. So it's not like that is so outlandish. It's but not. For that.
And I actually am a woman that I don't enjoy cooking. That's not true. But I do like the idea.
Yes. No, yeah. I get
providing
it.
Food mm-hmm. for my family.
Absolutely. I've been cooking all since he's been gone. I have cooked dang near every single meal. All Sunday.
There's nothing I enjoy more than eating a meal that she actually was excited to cook. Because when Angel's excited to cook something, I'm talking about, I don't care what chef you done heard of, they not touching Angel.
I love that.
But 90% of the time, Angel don't, she was like, I'm just putting some heat on some things edible so y'all can eat it and shut up.
Again.
And it's just like.
It's because I be tired.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we all be tired.
I cooked 3 HelloFresh meals this weekend. And thankfully, HelloFresh is a sponsor of today's podcast. And when I tell you, if it wasn't for HelloFresh, I would not be cooking for my family. Do you understand mm-hmm. me? The anger that Marcus is talking about putting heat on food would be astronomical if it wasn't for HelloFresh. I even had to, my son is in a play right now, so he has to be at school until 7:30. So he has to pack dinner with him because his school is nowhere near us. He better be thankful for HelloFresh. I made him some black bean and poblano pepper.
Yeah, it almost didn't make it to the school. You're right. Hey, I was about to talk him up out of one of them. Hey, look, I'll get you something at Starbucks. But you come up off it.
I made this on Sunday morning, I made this this breakfast hash that was chopped up potatoes and red onions. You almost said roasted.
She's treating it like a game of Taboo.
I love it. Cause that's what things do. And I'm going to give you more because my brain is like, what are you saying? And
mushrooms.
Every day.
And fried eggs on top. Then for lunch, I made the kids. What did I make for lunch? I made another like egg thing. Yeah. It was
quiche.
It wasn't a quiche, even though that would
was
been
that the dope. Rice one, the rice and vegetables.
It was a miso based thing. It was rice. It had sweet potatoes. It had broccoli. And it had egg on it. And then for the boys, I made these zucchini and mozzarella and sun dried tomato panini sandwiches.
Oh, nice!
So, I mean, I was HelloFresh all day. So you get farm fresh to you. Food delivered right to your door. Our delivery day is Sunday. You can choose whatever day you want to. You can also pause whichever week you need to pause. Like, we'll have to pause here soon because we're going out of town, so they don't deliver anything. You can also customize your favorite dishes with their new Hello Custom offerings by swapping out one protein or side for another, or upgrading for a more luxe experience, or even adding a protein to a veggie meal. I did that for the quesadillas last week for Little Marcus. I added chicken to it. So I was like, here, you have a little protein. Get through your rehearsals. This means more choices, more variety, and more meals tailored to you. And you can pick from your favorites, pick your favorites from 50 different weekly options. And yeah, I'm talking about you're getting a diverse menu because they got chefs coming and putting this thing together. Share your personal endorsement. I think I did.
Yeah, absolutely. Did. Yeah.
I think 100%. I told y'all with a light.
All Saturday.
Okay, so go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB16.
TBTB16.
And use code TBTB16.
TBTB16.
Up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. I'm going to tell y'all one more time. Go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB16.
TBTB16.
And use code TBTB16.
TBTB16.
For up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. It's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. What's so funny with these things is when they give you instructions versus lines to read, and you start to read the instructions.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, Mama has fun cooking them when she's in town.
Marcus's
she be
mama?
Into it.
She said, oh my God. So neat.
She was pulling them things. She's like, is it okay? I've cooked two. Is it okay? I said, Mama, cook them till they're done. Because they're going to get 8 regardless.
Right. Oh, yeah. She loves it.
That's fantastic. Okay. Anything else on them?
One thing that annoys me about him is, well, like you said, if he can find somebody that he respects to give him advice and to coach him and consult him through life and get him past these issues, he would be. Because when he finds something that he sees that he's done something wrong, he genuinely tries to fix it.
I
don't know if he stays there.
I called her a stupid hoe, and then I was like, I can't say that.
That ain't what he said.
he said,
shut up.
Would you shut up?
Yeah, shut up for a second. He immediately realized that his energy was too high, so he walked away, and then he came back and apologized. So, like, things like that is like, I've said it from the beginning, I'll keep saying it. He is willing to improve more than anybody I've ever seen on the show, but he does need a lot of improvement.
Well, you know, it is hard to improve in real time.
Yeah, no, because it's only been a few weeks.
Yeah, it has, and especially...
And to be in something serious.
Right, and you're taking in a lot of things.
Sure enough.
So you're like, okay, so focus on getting my mouth together because I'm over here off the rails. I do think he can get that together. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I wish for Katina to have to be the practice dummy
that's good.
To watch him go through getting it together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And to your point that you said last week, I mean, I get it. I know everybody wants someone who has already gotten through, processed all their trauma, figured out what their triggers are, and made their way into being a better human being. But the reality is that a lot of people aren't there yet. Mm-hmm. And it's the yet that's important. There are certain people who don't ever want to get to yet because they're happy where they're at. Like Lindsay, she don't have a yet. Lindsay is happy where she's at. She's not going to improve at all. The one thing I can say about Olajuwon is that at least he believes that a yet does exist.
Yeah.
At least he does hear at times when he is wrong, but I think about me and Marcus. Now, granted, we're not the age of these people on the show. We are different human beings than when we met. Mm-hmm. So Marcus was able to give me the grace to become better, and the same thing with him. Again, though, the way Olajuwon needs to grow is not something that I would wish on a person, though. I wouldn't wish for a person to have to take those digs until a significant other got
And the other point to that is everybody's different with different people. You know, like different people pull different things out of different people. It's like the person I am, or even started dating, the person Angel was dating as of me, I was probably somebody completely different with somebody else. And it's like we've even seen it when we've had friends that started dating different people. It's just like, but wait, he acts completely different with her than he did with her.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's different people who pull different things out. So even if you have that, or if you get to know her in this aspect, or she, you know, you put your past experiences on people that you're dating and how you reacted with them, but you won't know until you're in that.
Yeah.
And it takes time to adjust to, well, this is how I feel with this person. This is how I react with this person off of what they do or from my past experiences. But.
Yeah. Esther Perel calls it, you pick a partner, you pick a role.
So
with every partner, you could be playing a different role.
That's what I was saying.
It is exactly what you're saying. I also do think that they are going to make it. Mm-hmm. I just wish that I wish that Elijah Wan, I'm about to call him O like I know him like that. I wish that Elijah Wan would. I want better for him. I just want him to show up better. That's it. I really do. I really, really do. And it's hard because, and you know, I'm just going to say it. I think sometimes you can, because you see the potential, you see he screwed up and calls you stupid or shut up, whatever he said to her, and then immediately apologizes. And so you hold on to that as like your glimmer of hope that like a change is going to come. Mm-hmm. It's just how long does that happen? Does she need to stay there and be his punching bag during that time? Like all of those factors matter. Like I said before, she's handled herself like a, like, she's just been super, super composed this whole time in a way that he probably doesn't even deserve, given that they've only known each other for such a short period of time. But the fact that she's been able to like hold her peace and like remain as calm as she has, kudos to her. But if she decides on decision day, this isn't the life that I want for myself moving forward, I would get that too.
I completely get it.
I don't think they're going to, this is not going to be a yes from one or both of them. Just on the simple fact, he don't want it to be a yes.
I feel like he would be the a-hole to say no and she would say yes.
I think they're both going to say yes. I don't think he, I don't think he can get to a no.
They would have to ask her first in order for them to
say yes. But you know the producer wouldn't do that. Elijah, what you gonna say?
We gonna go first
and then we're gonna put the camera on her so we can see her.
I think Elijah Wan is not going to be able to say no.
That means he's going to be a jerk in this marriage after. Because I actually think that they're going to end up being together too.
I don't think he's going to be able to say no, because at the end of the day, he is, he loves her probably more than he's loved anybody else he's been.
Even though he ain't said it.
Yeah, in a romantic relationship. And that's probably a big reason why he hasn't said it.
Yeah.
Because if I think if he really allowed himself just to fully fall, even though he is quote unquote fully committed to being a husband, I think if he would allow himself to just fully fall for her, all this crap he talking out the window.
And that's probably the tension. Is this idea that I think he really does have true, probably deeper feelings for her than he wants to say aloud, like he wants to admit aloud. And it freaks him out. And so he's doing this dance of like in his feelings and his jerk logic. And he's just going back and forth. And that's the, that tension is what's coming up, is like, who are you? What do you want from me? Every day it's something different. Do you like me? Do you not? Do you love me? Do you not? I'm so confused.
Because he's never, regardless of whether a relationship was serious, he's never been in a serious relationship, has he? Like even like...
He's never even seeked out a serious relationship.
This is his very first time. So it's just like, wait a minute, you ain't even done this on your, that's the another part, like dealing with the experts. It's like, how much, now granted you said you was out there doing your thing and now you want to settle down, but have you tried it on your own yet?
Sometimes I'd be confused on why they'd be choosing certain people. But I think if he were to fall, she could get whatever she wants. I think that is why he is who he is. He wants to have control over the situation so that he can try to determine the outcome. But if he were to just be like, F it, I'm in love, let's do this, she could do whatever the heck she wanted to. And he would just be like, maybe uncomfortable, but not like.
He'd be like, yes, it's my wife.
That's when he's like super sweet, when he's like proud and whatever. He's, I don't know, Elijah, are you confusing me?
He is, he's confusion. Let's go to these other
black all right let's go to the last people, right?
The last blacks.
All right, let's go to the last blacks.
Maka and Jasmina.
Jasmina and Michael. This is my, I'm gonna just say this, y'all should have sex.
I think it would change everything.
I think it would change everything. I literally think that's their problem right now.
It probably is, but same thing. We haven't, other than this episode, we haven't heard, we haven't found anything about her or understood anything about her that she didn't say at the reception after the wedding. Michael has done all the opening up and all the revealing and all the explaining and all the adjusting and being vulnerable. She has done absolutely nothing up until this episode. And even with the experts, it's like, well, Michael, you have to. And it, I ain't saying it ain't on him. Like I said last week, I ain't saying it ain't on him. He needs to voice that. But she has put in no effort thus far to be vulnerable, other than when they had to write the letter to themselves.
I agree.
But they should have sex.
But back to it. Bust it wide open for a real one, and everything else will flow. Everything else will come. I don't.
Hey, it will flow and come. Hey, yeah, we're. Hey,
not even trying for that. That's so amazing. No, her little background story was really cute. It was really beautiful.
It was.
The fact that he was moved by it was mm-hmm. also beautiful.
It ain't gonna take much to move Michael.
When he said, "Girl, you can cry in front of me," or she said, "You can cry in front of me," he was like, "Bet I've been holding these tears for like 4 hours. I've been holding this bet."
But I, because I feel for him, because I can tell he would love that.
Yeah.
But I also see how he's just like, the ball's gonna have to be in her court, because out of respect for mm-hmm. things she has verbalized, mm-hmm. he doesn't ever want her to feel the pressure mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. of having to show up in that way. However, I think some people, she says that she's naturally affectionate, and I've seen it in moments. I just feel like there's certain things that she says that are so contrary, or either they're just editing in a way that it's highlighted to me, that there is a closeness that she, I feel like, initiates with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's easy to be a woman, at least, I mean, she ain't my age, but I think it's easy to not have urges woman.
That's what I said. I think it's like, eventually it's got to be a choice of,
yes,
I'm going to let myself, I can't speak as a woman, but when I said it last week, it's like, you have to give that up and let yourself have that moment, or just fall into it, give into it, and see what happens then. Like, okay, I don't want to touch him, or I don't want to be touchy-feely, but let me walk up and be touchy-feely anyway.
Yeah, 100%. I didn't watch my own thing, but so I don't know if they cut this, but I literally told her, give your body and your mind will follow. If he's providing you this safe space, if mm-hmm. you guys are at this point in your relationship where things seem to be, I'm not talking about like, you know, anyway, let me explain my point that I'm making.
Yeah, go ahead. Don't worry about it.
If you guys are at this point emotionally, you guys are feeling, she's feeling very secure. They're having like a bond and a relationship and an intimacy and all of these things. Mm-hmm. Then sometimes what you have to do is commit your body and don't let your mind be the barrier, because sometimes it will only be a barrier. Mm-hmm. Waiting for your mind or these feelings that sometimes just don't come naturally, you have to decide, I feel safe with you. I like you. Yeah. We've made a lot of progress. Let me commit my body. Mm-hmm. And then you wake up the next day and you're like, actually, I think I do like him.
I
kind of feel like all the feelings are there now. And sometimes that's just what happens with women. And I think waiting for the opposite to come, it may never come for yeah. her. And that's yeah. just, I'm not saying that's for all women, but that is for a lot of women. And the where they are in their relationship and the fact that they are married and they've made so much progress. If Mark and Lindsay can have sex and they are just,
they are cats fighting and loving.
Literally. I just feel like they're at a point where they can do that. And if she feels safe enough to do that, I think she should commit her body. That's, I feel like it's just the last missing piece.
I agree.
No, I stopped because I thought you was
gonna, I was going to say more, but then I was like, I didn't want to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
I'm not saying she has to do this before decision day, but I do think that feeling like she needs to be there before decision day is not a smart choice for her.
Mm-hmm.
because like you said, if sometimes it is for women, I mean, heck, men do it too. Sometimes I feel like, I think even if in the moment, for instance, if I can use Marcus, he might not be thinking about sex, but I can initiate and he's going to go ahead and follow through. There's not going to be a thing of, yeah. well, let me wait until I'm in the mood or have the urge. He's just going
to
be like,
I don't need to be in the mood or urge.
He don't have to have either.
At that point, I'm not even in control no more. All right. We get done. Oh, was it a commercial? What happened? What I do?
I do think for her, if she sees potential with him, mm-hmm. if she wants, not even sees potential, if she wants it to work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll say there. If she wants it to work and she feels safe, there are listen, women have slept with men for less, as much far less. As you know, yeah. with meaning there facts. Is not like a marriage is going to be saved because of it. Nah. It's not like, oh,
a
I
pair
had
of shoes.
It, not even that. Just, you know what?
I ain't got nothing else to do.
Exactly. Women have slept for
I mean, you could go home, go sleep. It's 3 a.m. Eh, it's not yeah. 4.
So I do feel like if she wants to try to make this work, if she wants this marriage, and if she feels safe and feels like she can fully respect herself afterwards, that initiating some level past
just zoning,
friend zone, would be smart.
It would, and for somebody like Michael, he's probably like most men I know. That initiation would never come from him out of respect for keeping her comfortable.
Right.
Like the last thing position a man wants to be in is a woman feeling squirmish or pulling back a little bit. It's just like
Have y'all seen Anatomy of a Scandal on the Netflix?
No, ma'am.
It's good. We'll talk about that a little bit. Okay, very
okay,
good.
Okay.
Yeah, right. But right. Yeah, for somebody like him, it would never, it won't be initiated. It would have to come from her because right now she's the barrier. Mm-hmm. Or her mind, and he would be willing to fall into anything that she would either instruct or allow him to do. But yeah. He's going to have to feel that attraction and that willingness coming from her because, yeah, if I was in his shoes, there ain't no way I would try to initiate anything.
And the thing about it is because they started off so rocky mm-hmm. in the beginning, and then it seems like they were able to develop this really beautiful friendship, to be completely honest. Like, yeah. Where they are today and where they started from.
Two different places, honey.
Two different islands, okay?
Yeah.
But now it seems like they have such a great, like, friendship that now, again, she just has a mental block. So if she wants, and I think that's a really good question, is we're assuming she does. I tend to believe she does.
I agree. I do.
She just can't get out of her own way.
I agree. I definitely agree that she wants it. I feel like that communication problem that they were having at the beginning literally feels mm-hmm. like it's been solved. This is not like an Olajuwon Katina situation. Yeah. Right? This was literally like, we are on the different pages on how we should communicate. Now we're on the same page. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. I think maybe all of that is probably what she almost probably has like the ick. You remember what we mm-hmm. talked about on our podcast where somebody yeah. does something that turns you off so it almost disgusts you.
Yeah, it could
you.
Be something yeah. small, something just go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, something small. That might have been what happened.
You got this from Zara.
Oh yeah.
My pink one is like it, but the sleeve just gave it away because my sleeve is exactly like this.
Oh, yeah, the big sleeve. Oh, yeah, Zara got a bunch of my money here recently. But, yeah, it might be that.
I like their T-shirts.
You do.
They thick. They real
they are
thick.
Thick.
Because she was very attracted to him. She said at the wedding, he's very attractive.
I think if there was any idea that she wasn't attracted to him, I think it goes to the ick where they were so repelled by one another because mm-hmm. they just weren't agreeing
yeah.
that it's like, I don't care how I even think you might be cute because you are tap dancing on all of my nerves.
Yeah. And that will do it.
That's it.
I'd be like, whoop.
That's the end of that. Mm-mm. Not a problem. What is the saying? You ain't got to worry about me.
You ain't got to worry about me.
That'll do it.
Yeah, like a lot of people are like that because attraction is more than like physical. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now that they're over that, I do. And this is the other thing. Jasmina, just do the things, girl. When she was like, I know you was holding my hand when I was asleep. I felt that. That means you wasn't asleep.
Uh-huh, right. Exactly.
That means you was up and you allowed it to happen.
Yeah,
so like, you should have woke up and like winked or something. Take your shirt off. I don't know. All I'm saying is have sex.
Do it. Okay. I ain't got nothing so better.
Me either, child.
You think they're going to make it?
I do.
All you need to do is offer a back rub.
Just
offer a back rub.
Ain't nothing but a trick of the enemy.
Hey, offer a back rub, Mike. What have you ever gotten a back rub that didn't end up leading?
That's why I said, don't do that, girl. Because if you ain't ready, you're going to have a kid in 9 months. So many back rubs have led to children.
To children.
All right. Anything else? Do you think they're going to make it? If they don't, she's going to be the one to say no.
Oh, absolutely. Mike is here for it. Mike is here for Jasmina.
If she agreed to a back rub, it's on.
So that's what you, if yes. a back rub happens before decision day?
I was out for a back rub. No, no, thank you. All right. Okay.
It's a wrap.
And it's been a while, so go on, get ready in the bathroom before you offer the back rub.
You done probably been ready.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
God, dog. I want them to make it so bad. If no other couple on this show I want to make it this season, it's them.
Yeah.
I want them to make it. All the other couples, I don't care.
I want them to make it. I don't think they're going to make it, though.
I think they will.
I want them to. I don't know. I'm not seeing her saying yeah. It's 7 days left. Well, from the last episode, it's 7 days left. She ain't there yet.
Well, they're close. They're not, based off of the number scale they did at the retreat, they're not far off. It is the intimacy that she's looking for.
Yeah.
So if she initiates, it's game over.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Or expert's going to have to convince her, like, it's okay if that's not a thing. Like it did with,
Dr. Cal needs to come in there and just be like, girl, just do the things. Just do it one time before decision day. That's it. And then you'll be straight. Like, y'all. Because they were talking about kids' names. Weren't they talking about kids'
she
names?
She gets excited every time they bring up kids.
She like a him. She do. She just, that ick, though, it really got her into her mind. And so that, like, impulse is the thing that's.
Yeah.
Listen.
Start at the show. Start at the neck. Work the shoulders. Work your way down.
Every time. All right, y'all. Anything else?
Nah.
Kiss the small of the back and you in.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you guys so much for watching.
Am I lying, ladies?
So much. Until next episode. Bye.
Hey, we about to do Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? So y'all tune into that for the Angel Wings and Tanks Riders. All right? All right.